And this is New England Public Radio. Good afternoon, I'm Kari Njiri. We've all been told that expectant mothers should avoid alcohol and smoking during and preferably before pregnancy. Well, what about expectant fathers? UMass Amherst Professor Rick Pilsner.
When I started thinking about having children with my wife, as a toxicologist, I gave her a list of things that she should not be consuming. Okay, you know, slow down on the alcohol. Not a big drinker anyway. But don't start smoking. It's good. And she's a very strong woman from Long Island. So she threw it right back at me and said, well, what about you? And at the time, I kind of laughed because there was no information on environmental health and sperm and reproductive success.
Now there is, after Pilsner and other researchers teamed up with the in vitro fertilization clinic at Bay State Medical Center. They took urine samples from men on the same day their sperm was collected. Pilsner tells me they found significant amounts of phthalates, which are known to affect sperm quality and possible early life development.
Phthalates are a class of endocrine-disrupting compounds. And what they are, there's two major classifications, high molecular weight versus low molecular weight. And more the high molecular weight are plasticizers that make plastics more pliable. And they're used in many products, vinyl flooring, your shower curtain. And what's interesting about these is they're not chemically bound to the product, so they can easily leach out.
You mean to say if you're taking a shower and you have one of those curtains, the phthalate could leach onto your skin?
Potentially. I think the more concern is maybe vinyl flooring where it gets kicked up in dust and then you're inhalating those compounds.
Breathing in,
right. Another main source of the high molecular weight phthalates are coming from processed foods.
Such as?
A big study just came out probably a month ago looking at phthalates in the powdered cheese that comes with different companies' mac and cheese. But a big component of exposure comes from processed food in general. So the more plastic that is wrapped in your food, if you're going to a supermarket and there's prepared food that's wrapped in plastic, has a plastic container and has plastic wrap on top to seal the product.
You mentioned high and low.
Right. So the low molecular weight phthalates are used primarily as stabilizers for perfume or scents. So we consider personal care products, so deodorants or aftershave, anything that really has a scent to it has most likely has phthalates in to stabilize that scent.
So the takeaway would be to not use deodorant or perfume if you're looking to conceive?
I think choosing the right brand would be the best way. And so you may want to avoid those that have heavy scents, maybe not using aftershave, maybe not using lotion, body lotion that has some sort of chemical scent to it.
We still don't know if this is on par with things that we know affect conception, smoking, drinking,
right.
Stress.
This is still, this is a prelim study. I think, once we get more data, we'll be more confident to kind of directly compare. But this is absolutely having an effect. So, the focus on pregnant women that they're carrying a baby for 9.5 months and that they should be very careful and mindful of what they're putting in their body. Men don't have to worry during that 9.5 months because their job is done. But if you look at the preconception period, sperm take about 72 days to mature. So if you're planning on conceiving at a certain date, males may have to, be a little concerned of what their environmental health and what they're consuming, what they're eating prior to conception.
Rick Pilsner is a professor at UMass Amherst. The study appears in the current issue of Human Reproduction. This is New England Public Radio.